Now, I had never been to a quilt auction before, and I probably never would have been to one except for the fact that I've been invited to speak at an outreach at a Mennonite relief sale where thousands come to bid on items made by Mennonite and Amish craftspeople. All the funds go toward worldwide relief efforts. That's cool. Well, it was amazing to hear the spiraling bid shouted out for some exquisitely designed quilts. While I was there, one went for $2,000. Last year, they told me that one quilt had gone for $4,000. They even had sold two handmade dolls for almost $1,000. I was there long enough to see what gave great value to an auction item. See, those dolls were made by a Ugandan refugee. The quilt that went for $4,000 was made laboriously by a severely handicapped woman, and it was the last one she made before she died. When we were told who made it, and when we were told the effort they went to make it, it was suddenly worth a whole lot more. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about worth more than you ever imagined. Something takes on great value when it's a handmade original, huh? Well, that's why you're worth so much. Something takes on great value when the Creator sacrificed a lot for it. It may be you don't feel like you're worth much, not after the things you've been called, the way you've been treated, the abuse, the abandonment, the rejection you've experienced. But none of that has anything to do with how much you're worth. Your value is based on who made you and how much your Creator sacrificed for you. No one on earth gave you your worth, and no one on earth can take it away. The Bible clearly says you are, quote, God's workmanship, His handmade masterpiece creation. You are a divine original. Let's settle once and for all how much you're worth to the one who made you. Here we go. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10, our word for today from the Word of God says this. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Man, God thought you were worth the life of His one and only Son. At the auction I attended, people expressed how much they valued what was available by how much they were willing to spend on it. Well, there's no question who's made the highest bid for you by far. At the cross, Jesus offered His life as the price to bring you back to God, which may be why you've questioned your value, why you felt you're not worth much. You're away from the one who made you. You're away from the God who gave you your worth. You've run the life that He was supposed to run, and your sin, the Bible says, has put a wall between you and Him. But it doesn't have to stay that way. Not after the bid Jesus made for you on a cross. Your sin penalty has been paid there. That wall can come down, like today. If you've never begun your personal relationship with the one who loves you most, well, this could be the day you finally experience the love you've been looking for your whole life. Would you tell Jesus right now you're ready to turn from running your own life, that you're committing yourself completely to Him? You know, He didn't stay dead. He came out of His grave under His own power, so He's ready to walk into your life upon your invitation. You could stop right where you are and say, Jesus, I've been running my life. I know that's wrong. I know there's a death penalty for that, but I resign from running my life as of today. I believe You died on the cross to pay for every wrong thing I've ever done. I believe You walked out of Your grave under Your own power so You could give me eternal life like You have. And Jesus, today I want to begin my relationship with You. Today I'm Yours. Look, if you're at that point where you want to experience that love for yourself, you need to get to our website, which is anewstory.com. And find there the biblical information that will help you be sure you have actually begun this most important relationship you will ever have. See, you've been paid for with the life of God's one and only Son. You are so precious to Him. Now, it's time you belong to Him.
A Word with You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.